and welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Solentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thank you for listening. We've got the Shocker World Series starting on Saturday, 1 p.m. at X Stadium. Get you ready for that. We've got two of the Shocker newcomers, Peyton Tully and Xavier Casarella. Both are freshmen. Peyton is a pitcher and a first baseman from UConn, Oklahoma. Xavier is a third baseman from Haslett, Texas. So we've got the Shocker World Series starting this weekend, as we said. I know the teams have been picked. I don't know if you guys know who's on the teams yet. Who would have been your first pick had you been general manager of your team?
Well, I mean, I think Garrett Kosis might be my first pick. Just been here, been around, hits the ball hard a lot, plays good first base. I think that'd be my first pick.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go with Ross Cadena. You know, great leader behind the plate, very vocal, gets on to you, and, you know, hits some nukes, so it's a good pick.
Okay, two experienced guys. How about first pitcher? Who might be the first pitcher off the board?
Oh, I'm going to take L.J. McDonough. He's a fellow Oklahoman, and he throws a lot of strikes, throws hard, got good off-speed stuff, so I think that'd be my first pitcher.
I'm going to go with Will Stevens. Gets it up to 97, 98 sometimes, and he just goes on the mound and dominates and early gets after it.
Will Stevens is a newcomer, transfer. He does TikTok instructional videos that I may delve into. Have you guys watched his TikTok instructional videos?
I've seen a few.
Does he give good advice?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay, all right. It's always, is it TikTok or Instagram?
I think he puts them on both.
On both?
TikTok, yeah.
All right. Take us back to the beginnings. How did you pick baseball as your sport? Xavier, I'll let you go first.
Born in Texas, moved out to California when I was young. Just found a group of friends, and we tried all the sports and soccer, flag football, baseball, and baseball is just kind of the one I stuck with and the one I enjoyed the most, so I just kept playing.
What was it about baseball that hooked you?
I think just the team aspect, being able to – work with a lot of different people from different places and just hear about new backgrounds and just get to meet new people.
Peyton, how about you? How'd you land on baseball?
Well, I've been playing baseball since I could remember, and it's always kind of been the sport that I've always gravitated to, always watched it growing up and playing sports through middle school and high school, and it's the one that I always kind of came back to. And I mean, it's always been my favorite sport, and I've always loved to play it. So,
tell us how you got here to Wichita State. Peyton, I'll let you start. What was the recruiting process like, and what landed you here?
Oh, I talked to Coach Sirianni after one of the showcases that I went to in Atlanta, and I really liked talking to him. Came on my visit. I really liked him, really liked the coaches, liked Coach Wedge, liked Coach Pelfrey, too, and then the next visit I came on, I was like, I think I'm ready to take this step and commit here. I feel like it's just a big family here, and other places you might not get that, but I really feel like everybody's together, everybody works hard, and that's really what I value and some things that I took into consideration.
Xavier, so do you consider yourself a Texan or are you a Californian?
I'm a Texan.
You're a Texan.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Been there more.
Been there more. Longer. Okay. Tell us about how you ended up here at Wichita State.
Yeah. One of the coaches at my club, he's good friends with a former player, Nick Makula.
Yeah.
And he sent out my video to Sirianni and the coaches, and they brought me up on a visit, and you know, they said they like what I saw, and I just kind of fell in love with the coaching staff and the facilities that they were building. And it took a little time, waited till after COVID and all that thing settled down, and then I finally committed, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be right now.
Nick Makula, I believe he was a shortstop, maybe early 2000s.
Somewhere around there, I think.
Correct. Peyton, you mentioned the showcases, And that's something that's changed a lot, I think, over the arc of, you know, when Shocker baseball was brought back in whatever it was, 78 to now. Maybe people don't know what a showcase is like. Describe what's a recruiting showcase like. What's it like for an athlete to be in that?
So recruiting showcases is really just a way for baseball players. They have them in other sports too, but it's a way to get players in front of coaches, way to get your numbers. It's just a great tool to use whenever you want to be recruited, and great way for coaches to reach out to you, for you to reach out to coaches. And I think it helped me a lot getting here, getting seen by Coach Sirianni.
First impressions of Eric Wedge. Peyton, what was that like?
I like it. I think he expects a lot out of everybody. He expects everybody to be their best, expects everybody to be perfect. And that's something that I really like, because, I mean, I want somebody to push me as hard as I can go every time, and that's exactly what he does. So I love him.
Xavier, how about you? What was your first impressions when you met Eric Wedge?
Definitely hearing about all the experience he had in pro ball and all that definitely brought kind of a little intimidated by him, just because he knows all this stuff and he's done all the things that I want to do. And whenever I met him, he was just really down to earth and kind of understood where I was coming from. So connected on that personal level, and just built a relationship from there.
You both mentioned some of the veterans on this team. There's a good group of returners: Garrett Kosis, Ross Cadena. There's others: Jack Segrist. You can go on and on. What kind of advice have they given you about college baseball, academics, college life? What stood out in your mind as being helpful that they've said?
I think I was up here this summer. I was able to hit and kind of be around some of the guys. Kosis is one that I hung around, and I mean, they just kind of, they push you to work hard, and they want you, even outside of practice, just keep working hard. You want to get better every day. And I mean, they just know what they know the way. Like, they know, told me what to expect with coaches, told me what to expect with players. So being able to be around them early on was a good experience for me, and gave me a good step in the right direction.
Xavier, anything pop out at you that the veterans have passed on?
Just controlling your heart rate, kind of slowing down the moment, breathing. Sometimes it just gets overwhelming, and school and stuff gets busy, and it just keeps piling on. But you just got to slow your heart rate down, breathe a little bit, and just relax and let your ability take over, and don't think too much.
So Peyton, every day when you walk in here, you walk past a big old picture of Darren Dreifert, who was a very successful pitcher and hitter here at Wichita State. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys try to do it. It can be really, really difficult to do. Tell us how it's been from your perspective. What's the challenge of trying to do both of those things in college?
I mean, I think the coaches have done a really good job, but it can be a lot to handle sometimes. But if, like I said, the coaches do a great job of understanding, like, some days, like, I'm not going to want to throw a whole lot, and some days I'll be more pitcher warm-up, more pitcher, like, my day will be more pitcher-oriented. And it's been good to be able to thrive with the coaches in this opportunity that I get. But I mean it's just been great experience to have, and for them to let me do this is another thing that I'm so thankful for.
So at your core, do you consider yourself pitcher or a hitter? If I forced you to answer that question,
I don't know if I could give you an answer. I think you'd have to ask somebody else, and I would agree with whatever they say. I'm going to ride this two-way train for as long as I can, until somebody tells me, hey, let's hit, or hey, let's stop hitting, let's pitch. So I'm just going to keep riding it for as long as I can.
Now, I have talked to some people who will say it's helpful to have something else to do to
take your mind off, you know, if you, you know, if you're struggling in one area, you can, you know, you can go do the other area and maybe that will help. Do you experience right. that?
Yeah. Definitely. Sometimes I'll throw a bad bullpen or something, but then I'll write in practice, get focus on fielding, focus on hitting. So it is, I don't have to sit after a bad outing and just think about how bad the outing was. I get to move on and get to, hit, and same thing with, hitting too. I get to go to pitching and, you know, I didn't hit great, but today I'm going to pitch pretty well. So it has been like that, you know.
Sure, sure. That makes sense. Okay, Xavier, Chaka World Series starting on Saturday. It's kind of the wrap up to your first fall. What do you want to get accomplished in these five games? What would represent success to you when you look back on it in a couple weeks?
I would think yellow team, the team that me and Peyton are on, if we win 3 out of 5, I would say that's successful and just get after it.
And you will be, from what I've been able to observe, you'll be playing third base. You may also be catching some?
Just third base.
Just third base. Okay, so just catching was just kind of a... working on catching.
We're not quite there yet.
Do you have any catching in your background, or...?
I caught before high school. That's really the position I started at. And then I got to high school. Had a plus arm for my grade, and my coach said you can either pitch or hit, or pitch or catch. And then he threw me on the mound the first game of the season, so I just kind of let catching go and started pitching in high school.
Okay. Is there a bet on the Chaka World Series? Will the losing team have to, in the past, I know it's been serving dinner to the winning team. I think some years you had to kind of clean up the dugouts and stuff. Is there anything like that on the line?
Not sure.
I don't know yet.
And that may not have been decided yet.
Probably cleaning the stadium a little bit and then probably something extra off the field.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see.
The Chaka World Series. Now, this has kind of gone in and out of style, but some points there have been some pretty elaborate pranking going on and chatter between the two dugouts. Do you get a sense that that will be a part of this Chaka World Series?
Lots of chattering. There will be some chattering, I bet, but pranks. I haven't heard any pranks yet, so...
I mean, in past years, there's been costumes and skits and things like that, but that kind of comes in and out. That may be more of the returners. Who's the pitcher on this team that you kind of dread facing a little bit? Peyton, I'll start with you.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, there's a few of them. I think Foster Gifford has gotten me a few times. Caden Favors. We always we battle pretty hard whenever I face him. But I mean, I think all the pitchers we have been good, and they all throw strikes, all can spin it pretty well. And so, but I think those two have been the two that I've all right, here we go. Let's see how hard I can battle against these guys.
Xavier, how about you? Anybody that gives you particular trouble?
I'm gonna say LJ McDonough. He hits me all the time, and I hate getting in the box because I feel like he's going to hit me every pitch. And then he would just drop in a slider, and I'd roll over it. So it's just kind of like effective wildness to me. And then I come in the dugout, and he's like, he said he did it on purpose. So I don't know how he feels. So it's just kind of weird getting in there against him.
So Xavier, third base, how did you land on that as your position then?
I started out in high school. Since I stopped catching, I went to shortstop and then realized that if I wanted to play varsity, I would have to move over to third base because there's just better athletes. I'm on the slower side, I will say. So I think third base is good. Quicker reactions are good, and then just kind of lets me not think about it and just go get the ball and make the play.
That's why they call it the hot corner, I guess, those reactions. Mm-hmm. Do you have a big league third baseman that you enjoy watching or maybe take some tips from?
I think you have to go with Nolan Arenado just because he's been doing it for so long and he's just so consistent and you know what you're going to get from him every year, and that's kind of what I want to be like. So just not up and down, hot and cold, just kind of consistent and you know the value you'll get from me.
Peyton, how about you? Do you have a favorite baseball player?
I am a big Freddie Freeman fan. first base guy. Just plays defense, good bat, and I think he's just a good guy. And I think that's probably the biggest thing out of all of it. So
we see a lot of, if you're on Twitter, we see a lot of TrackMan highlights from the analytics crew at Wichita State Baseball. So there's a lot of exit velocity, which is kind of interesting. A lot of highlights. How much do the players pay attention to that kind of stuff? Is exit speed on the bat? Is that, why does it matter?
Exit velocity is just, you know, the harder you hit the ball, the higher percentage you have of it getting down or finding a hole. And whenever it's posted on Twitter, you always want to look and see who's at the top. I think Tolley got beat out by 0.1 one day, and we gave him some crap about it for a couple of days. And on the other end, you got the pitchers who strike you out and make you look a little silly, and then you have to go on Twitter and watch yourself strike out over and over, so that's a little rough. But I think it's good. It's a good tool for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say the same thing. I kind of set a goal for myself whenever I saw that we were doing like top five exit videos. I was like, I want to see how many times I can get on that list. And it just, to me, I just like hitting the ball hard. I don't care if it is an out or where it goes. I just want to be able to hit it hard, because the more times I hit it hard, the more times it will land. It'll go over, whatever it is. But it is sad some days whenever it wasn't a great day, and then you have to look on Twitter and you get struck out twice and you're on there both times. Oh, gosh. Here we go again.
So these kind of analytics and video review are not really new anymore in baseball, but they're probably become more and more prominent over the last, 10 years or so. How much do you two use that kind of stuff? And is it more now that you're in college maybe?
I definitely look at it we used it today. We see who can get the highest exit velo. And I think it's something that can be good, but then some days it's just like, I just want to go out there and throw and not have to think about how hard I'm throwing it, how hard I'm hitting it. Just want to have a good day, just not thinking about that stuff. But yeah, I definitely used it a lot more here than I have anywhere else. And I think it is a good tool. So, yeah.
Who's going to win the World Series? Do you have a favorite?
I'm a Giants fan right now. I'm on this Giants bandwagon. Giants or Braves?
That's a bad answer.
That's a bad answer.
I'm going to go American League. I'm going to say either Tampa Bay or Chicago. I just like kind of how they play. And I like the Rays because they don't have to go out and spend a bunch of money. They just find the players that they want, and they make the lineups different every day, and they just figure out a way to win.
Okay, let's wrap it up. For fans who are going to come out to one of the Shocker World Series game, hit them with a name of maybe a Shocker that you think they ought to keep an eye on, maybe a newcomer that is going to be worth paying attention to over these scrimmages.
Peyton Tolley.
Okay, and why? Tell them why.
Peyton Tolley, because one day he's going to go out on the mound and probably go five or six scoreless or maybe one, and then he's just going to walk up there and hit a ball to the Pizza Hut museum. So it's going to be pretty cool to watch.
All right.
I have to return the favor. Xavier Castarella. Why? Because he hits the ball hard and they go far. He will hit a home run this World Series. I'm calling his shot right now. And he plays great third base too. So
that's a far stretch.
You play good third base.
All right. Excellent. Shocker World Series starts on Saturday, 1 p.m. at X Stadium. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos, no good. 1 second, it's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.